Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Douglas, Chris Tubbs producing. We are trying to peel away this onion, the implications of today's Supreme Court ruling. The New York Times has an interesting nugget. I want to share this. Didn't get this on Facebook. Got it from the New York Times. Publicly, former President Donald Trump heralded the Supreme Court ruling, ending federal abortion protections as a victory. And then it goes on to say, Mr. Trump has privately told friends and advisors the ruling will be, quote, bad for Republicans. One Republican I've kept in touch with over the years is Representative Jim Nash, the assistant minority leader here in the great state of Minnesota. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Paul, and thanks for having me over the years. I believe you said today is your last show, but thank you for having me on over the years. It's been great.
Absolutely. I appreciate your perspective. Your reaction to today's decision, what is your reaction going forward?
Yeah, I'd say that it is a very important day. It's a day where the message of life matters. And it's a decision that will save a lot of unborn lives. But I think there's more to talk about here. I think there's some rhetoric out there that has confused some people. I think some top line messaging that I think is very important to recognize is right now the U.S. is one of eight countries in the world that allows abortion up until viability, and that's 21 to 22 weeks. I think right now 74-75% of all countries around the world limit abortions after 12 weeks, and that Roe v. Wade allowed an entire nation to permit late-term abortions in one of six countries, and of those six, that includes China and North Korea for abortion on demand up until the ninth month of pregnancy. I certainly don't think and don't want to have Minnesota viewers think that really, sadly, much is going to change here in the state of Minnesota, because Doe v. Gomez does stay in place here in the state of Minnesota. But I think the most interesting piece of this, from my perspective, is that this is really an exercise in the 10th Amendment. And for those that basically the 10th Amendment in the Constitution of the U.S. says that powers that are not delegated to the U.S. Congress or in by the Constitution, nor prohibited by the states, are reserved for the states. So this pushes it back. And if you read the decision, it pushes it back to the individual states. So this doesn't outlaw abortions. It puts it back into the state legislatures around the country so that those legislators like myself will be making decisions as to what happens in their state. If I remember correctly, even the late Justice Bader Ginsburg had talked about how Roe v. Wade was a little heavy-handed in that regard, and that it circumvented the voice of the state legislatures.
So what would you say, we have about 30 seconds, what would you say to people who are disappointed by today's decision? It seems like we have two Americas, certainly when it comes to this topic, this subject. It's pretty black and white. You're pro-choice, you're pro-life, not too many people in the middle. But what would you say to people who are despondent today, Jim?
Well, I'd say for folks listening in Minnesota, once again, Doe v. Gomez stays in place, but that it is important to remember that this is a state's decision, and that the people who are elected to the state legislatures, who are their voices in the legislature, are the ones that are making these decisions. And It is a very important issue. For me, I've been pro-life since I was very young. You know, I was still in elementary school, and I recognized that it was something that I believed deeply in. And there are a lot of deep, hard-felt beliefs. I think that from my perspective, we should talk about these things, and we should reason through these things, and we should talk about why is it a state's decision instead of a U.S. Supreme Court decision, because that's really the crux of the matter that is that came up today. It was pushed back down to the states. That's the conversation we should be having, and I think that there is, for me, it's a great victory, but the conversation should be had by people on both sides of the issue as to why is it back to the states right now, and those are the conversations that are getting framed to move forward.
Assistant Minority Leader, Representative Jim Nash, thank you so much for joining us, Jim, and appreciate your input today.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Jim.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.